Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
I must have been away too long because my feelings are dead. I feel no remorse.
Setter, volume 2024. It's an election year. Time to buckle up. Last election year, 2020, arguably the craziest year of our lives. And looks like we're getting the same two geezers. So that's fun. Quite honestly, I don't vote. I know it's, you know, the boomers try to say, it's your civil duty. Yeah, no. Voting for people who ordered death is a ritual in its own. Not going to do it. Only candidate I probably would have, voted for is out of the race now, Vivek Ramaswamy, who, it's the only one I really kind of align with policy-wise and, you know, he's my age, my generation, kind of the only one speaking sense out there. So, I'm out. So we'll see what happens, you know, Trump, Biden. I think Trump is probably the lesser of two evils. You know, he's not a communist. You know, nothing's going to change in your lives, you know. Nothing's going to change. It's all theater. It's all built to put the little man down, you know? More war, more migrants, whatever the fuck that is. I don't know, you could say it could be, you know, for voters. You know, the Biden administration's allowing it, so maybe it's for Democrat voters, since there's no COVID or virus, even though there's some disease X out there that the World Economic Forum people were talking about, the Davos crowd. And I haven't seen it too much in the corporate press, but a little bit here and there, talking about a disease X. You know, maybe it's airborne Ebola, which is probably the only thing that would actually lock me down in my home. But COVID, you know, they tried it a little bit late last year. It wasn't working. COVID, it's here to stay. It's like the flu. It's like the cold. Learn to live with it, you know? Obviously, for some people, it's dangerous, and you do whatever precaution you got to do. Yeah, I don't know what what this year is going to be like. Some talking about a black swan event. This woman on CBS News, Catherine Herridge, I don't know who she is, but she was talking about a black swan event, which is kind of funny because a black swan event is supposed to be a surprise. So that's kind of funny, a little predictive programming for you. And then, you know, Doug McGregor, Colonel Doug McGregor, he was on Tucker Carlson late last year, and, you know, he was talking about how, you know, there might not be an election, you know, they might cancel it, because of war, you know, because the war is going to break out, World War III, or there's going to be a financial crisis, or something of that note. I don't see the financial crisis coming until maybe 2025. But, kind of a prediction I have is, you know, the corporate press, they're obsessed with, you know, the bad orange man again, and they're propping him up, and he's leading in all the polls and yada, 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 whatever. I think, you know, the conspiracy theory here is that they want him to win. They want him to get back in office, so then in 2025, when there is a financial crisis, or there is World War III, or there is, you know, they finally start talking about the migrant crisis, or there is another, you know, bioweapon released from a lab in China, they can blame Trump for it, just like they blamed him for COVID. And he did a terrible job. You know, he propped up Fauci, who's a fucking, like, Bond villain. He championed the vacation, which, man, I'll get to that a little later. He let the states kind of decide about the lockdowns. So he didn't do like a federal lockdown. And I think the federal mask mandate didn't come until Biden was in office. But or was there a federal mandate? I don't remember. But yeah. So, you know, let's ask ourselves, you know, will there be World War III? Maybe. Biden got us into two proxy wars, Ukraine-Russia, which is a complete bag of shit. RFK Jr. has talked at length, and if you want, you can look into what he's talked about at many places, how there are many, many biolabs in Ukraine that we are funding, U.S. biolabs. Obviously, Hunter Biden, everyone knows about this at this point, that he was on the board of Burisma, an energy company in Ukraine. But not only him, you got John Kerry's son, Nancy Pelosi's son, Mitt Romney's son, all establishment people with their sons on boards of Ukrainian energy companies. So there's that, and Ukraine's losing bigly. The corporate press isn't going to tell you that. They're going to tell you the opposite, that they're winning, but they're not. Hence why they want more and more of our good taxpayer dollars. And then there's Israel and Hamas. You know, this conflict has been going on for forever. I'm not going to take sides. Not going to do it. What happened on October 7th was horrible. What's happening right now in Gaza is horrible. The protesters, obviously some sort of NGO is funding it, kind of like how Antifa and Black Lives Matter was in 2020. I don't know what to do here. I mean, we've been funding Israel forever. I don't really know what the solution is there. Bibi Netanyahu, I think, is an evil person. You know, there were protests, I think, going on in Israel before October 7th against him. Of some sort. And, the fact that, you know, rumors that he was made aware that there was going to be some attack and didn't do anything, kind of shady, sketchy. But that's neither here nor there. So, yeah, two wars, a migrant crisis, Texas and the federal government are at odds. Pretty interesting. I don't know what happens there. You know, Texas has long been talking about seceding from the rest of the United States. I mean, if there's ever a reason, it's now. Watch for that. And you know, the border thing is nuts. Nuts. I mean, in 2023 alone, we had over 2.5 million people coming to this country. Represents a new historic high. And this is according to migrationpolicy.org. So I'm not just, you know, pulling this out of my ass. And it's not just people from Mexico and Central America. I mean, these are people from all over the world. There's a video that just went viral recently. Some clearly a Middle Eastern guy, and he's saying, you know, you don't know me, but you're going to know about me soon. Or he's, you know, threatening the cameraman. This is at like the border. Come to find out, it's this guy named Mavsum Samadov, who is the chairman of the Azerbaijan Islamic Party. So that's fun, but that's just one of many. One of many. Who knows? I mean, don't be surprised if there's some sort of terrorist attack in America sometime this year. Whether it's real or false flag or what. But just don't be surprised. Aliens. Aliens. A lot of people talking about aliens. That event in Miami at the mall. Supposedly it was just like a fight. But why did they need like the entire police force for some fight amongst teenagers? I have no idea. That was just a weird situation. People going crazy on social media about it. You know, long creatures and this and that. And, you know, obviously pictures and videos can be doxxed, and you know, who knows what the hell that was, but weird stuff. Tucker Carlson talking on multiple different shows about, you know, there's two things he's afraid to speak on out there. One being the 2020 election, mainly because, I mean, listen, every election's rigged. Was that election rigged to the point of swaying the entire election? I have no idea. I'm not going to come out here and say yes. Maybe. Maybe. I mean, the Hunter Biden laptop story was completely suppressed, and I think swayed the election a little bit. You know, the New York Post reported on it, and then Twitter banned. This is before Elon bought it, but Twitter banned the New York Post. You know, America's first editorial just banned, wiped off of a social media page because of a true story now, obviously. But that doesn't happen. It's not suppressed. Who knows? Maybe Trump wins. So there's rigging right there. As far as, like, you know, in Georgia and Michigan and the ballot boxes and all that. Come on. Who knows? But anyway, the second thing Tucker is scared to report is about this alien stuff. And he's talked to some experts and people on it. And, you know, he mentioned something about a vessel of souls, that we're all a vessel of souls. Whatever that means. And, you know, there's something spiritual about this whole thing. And I don't know. He's saying some crazy words. He gets, like, really spooked talking about it, too. So I don't know. I don't even want to know. Even if there was aliens, and I like to think there are, you think they're ever going to, you know, the FBI, CIA, whoever is ever going to let us know about it? Hell no. What else? So, yeah, will there be World War III? Will there be a Black Swan event? Will there be a new virus? Will there be an election? These are all questions that need to be answered this year, and quite possibly will be. One thing that I think is probably the biggest elephant in the room, or the biggest story, I think, in the world. It's just you wouldn't think it's the biggest story in the world because it's just not going to be talked about ever on, you know, by the corporate press. Is the vacation, the gene therapy, the jab. You know, there's been a few whistleblowers, particularly one in New Zealand, Barry Young. He worked for the Te Whatu Ora, which is the public health agency of New Zealand. And I might have butchered that name, but he blew the whistle about some COVID vacation data. And, of course, got fired, and now he's being, you know, I think he got arrested and he's on trial and whatever. Steve Kirsch, who's a billionaire tech guy, originally was against or pro vacation now. But then, you know, after talking to some people who were injured and said, you know, even some people who may have passed, changed his tune, is now kind of like a pioneer on this stuff. And then, you know, there's other people. There's you know, world-renowned cardiologist Dr. Peter McCullough. There's, you know, inventor, or one of the inventors of the mRNA vaccine, Robert Malone, Pierre Corey, Brett Weinstein. You know, the list goes on. There's a lot of people talking about this on, you know, large platforms, you know, large podcasts and other places, but obviously the corporate press, CNNs of the world, and Fox News even, and MSNBC, and, you know, New York Times, yada, 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 you know, the whole cathedral. They're not going to talk about it. They're not going to talk about it. Pfizer is their biggest advertiser. Pfizer paid Travis Kelce, apparently, $20 million. $20 million to do that commercial. And I think there's a few other celebrities. I saw one recently, you know. So they're all bought and paid for, but, you know, I don't know how you deny it at this point. You know, there's been a few incidents, or not a few, many incidents of young people dying out of nowhere, dying suddenly of cardiac arrest, heart problems. You know, there's all these stories popping up of, you know, young people passing away at alarming rates, whether that's because of diet. And listen, I'm not ruling out long COVID. COVID gives you myocarditis. So I'm not ruling out long COVID. I'm not ruling out our diets, you know, what they're putting in our foods. But when this many young people are healthy young people like a Bronny James and Damar Hamlin, I mean, come on, you know, getting heart attacks and assistant coach on the Warriors and all these soccer players and, you know, Heather McDonald, who's that comedian. I don't know if you've seen the video of her on stage making fun of unvaccinated people, saying you need to get vaccinated, and then all of a sudden just collapses. I mean, what the fuck? And there's multiple videos of that. There was some correspondent during a soccer game, some play-by-play guy, whatever, and just collapsed on screen. I mean, there's multiple instances of this. I mean, all you gotta do is just, I don't know if you can Google it, but if you go on X and search, you know, there's like montages of this. And, it's honestly the biggest story in the world. It's probably never gonna get revealed or solved, but I tell you what, I'm not getting that shit. My daughter's not getting that shit. And, kind of hoping the rest of my family and friends don't get that shit. So, yeah, kind of concerning. But what else? So, yeah, don't vote. Never Nikki. Nikki Haley, who's everyone's trying to prop up these days. Just another demon warmonger bought and paid for. So, that's fun. Hillary Clinton wannabe. Yeah. You know, I want to like RFK Jr., but it's an article in the Hollywood Reporter interviewing his wife, Cheryl Hines, you know, from Curb Your Enthusiasm. And do yourself a favor and read that. And I don't know. That article and many, many other things kind of make me a little skeptical of him, even though I like him. I hope he's involved in, you know, if there is a Trump victory, I hope he's involved in the administration in some capacity, because I do like him. And you know, a lot of things he stands for, but he's got no shot. The independent candidate has zero shot. So, as you know, these things, you know, are rigged, and it's either blue or red. Pick your gang. Yippee. What else? Bunkers. Mark Zuckerberg building a bunker. I think there's like 12 or 15 other billionaires reportedly building bunkers. Even Joe Biden supposedly building a bunker. Rick Ross came on recently last week, said he's building a bunker. Leave the World Behind, this Netflix film produced by the Obamas, talking about U.S. gets attacked. Is it by, you know, Iran? Is it by Russia? Is it North Korea? Is it China? Is it China? You know, all things that have been speculated for years. And what do they do? How does that movie end? The girl finds a bunker. Weird shit, man. Weird shit. It's going to be a weird year. It already is. Yeah, and, you know, they're trying to distract you with the Epstein stuff. The Epstein files. The Epstein list. I mean, come on. That's never going to really be revealed. And, you know, obviously the alien stuff could be another psyop as well. So don't let it, you know, distract you. And I didn't even get into the woke stuff. I mean, if you want to know kind of more about where we're at and where we're headed with that whole thing, with that whole agenda, you know, read up on the Bolshevik Revolution, Lenin, Stalin, obviously the Nazis. Read up more about that, you know. Read up on the Cultural Revolution in China. You'll come to find out that not only is a lot of, you know, the woke stuff that's happening now is eerily similar to those followings. They all were like a socialist agenda. Democrats, you know. So, do yourself a favor. Learn your history. I don't know. It's, I want to just, I wish I could just, you know, I mean, sports, this is what this podcast is mostly based off of. Sports is the best. It's the great escape. I mean, I can't even watch any TV shows anymore or movies, and obviously I'm not watching the news. It's just too much propaganda. That's why I hate in sports when they're just, you know, they gotta, you know, fucking virtue signal or talk about some political shit. But sports is the great escape, and that's, you know, what we do mostly on this podcast and what I love. But at the end of the day, you know, and it's not even political, it's cultural, you know, we gotta live every day. Gotta think about the future, our future, our kids' future. And at the end of the day, you're invested. I mean, you're paying taxes. Where those taxes are going, we don't even know half the time. Obviously, Social Security, Medicare, you know, whatever. But, like, you're driving through the same potholes, you know. There's a lot of war going on. It's a lot of bullshit. So, you're invested. You're invested. You should be mad. And a lot of people, unfortunately, too many people are asleep. I hate to say it. I hate to say it, you know. All you gotta do is, you know, just be alive and pay attention. and you can learn some things. And, yeah. So, here's to, you know, a great 2024. Stay safe out there. Hey, maybe buy a gun. Buy a gun. Protect your family. Do what you gotta do. Watch what you eat. Try and work out. Don't take Ozempic or Wegovy, or what was it? Wegovy, sorry. Or any of that poison, you know? Take care of yourself, you know? And, let's see. Did I get to anything? Oh, I forgot about the flights. Yeah, that's a new one, too. The airplanes. All that good stuff. But hey, DEI, right? What else? I'm just going down my list here. Oh, yes. One thing everyone should do themselves a favor is go watch, go on YouTube or Google, whatever, you know, just type in If I Were the Devil by Paul Harvey. This was a 3 or 4 minute, speech, soliloquy. I don't know what you call it. That was done in 1965, and it is crazy how much they predicted the future would be, and you listen to that, and that's exactly where we are right now. Scary. So, be safe, take care, comb your hair.